Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, Anna Hummel.
Hello, Bubba Clem.
You like me as a friend?
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Hey,
why are you doing this to me?
It's the Acid Trip Show. Oh.
It's the Acid Trip Show.
Yay!
It's the acid trip that Anna wishes she had this weekend. But
this
didn't.
Is a bad truth.
You like me as a friend?
Yeah.
Acid Trip Vortex.
It's like you just nutted it and you're just over.
Yeah.
Bam. You ever get nut remorse, Blitz?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Nut remorse?
Oh. Yeah.
You're like, why did I bang this gross broad?
No, it's never that.
No.
Because I'm never banging a gross broad.
Right.
So what do you mean?
It's like, what do I do now?
Is that really remorse, though? Or is that just like, I'm done? Because I think remorse is when you wish you didn't do something.
Yeah. True.
You know?
I've had the remorse part before.
I've never had really nut remorse where I'm like not cool with the person I'm with. I've just had, I want to go home.
When have you ever not had that feeling though?
What do you mean?
Like when have you ever not had that feeling where you nutted and then you wanted them to hang around?
Oh, I mean a lot more than you think.
Really?
Yeah.
You give me the impression that you're like, time for you to overharm.
What was that again?
Time for an Uber home.
Time for you to go home?
Yeah, Uber home.
Oh. Well, first of all, I don't got chicks that are coming into my place that have to Uber.
Okay, so like they have their own car.
I'm not going to go out with a girl that didn't have her own car or truck.
Right.
She has to Uber to meet me. That in it's Anna, why are you doing the hand stuff here? What are you trying to do here?
I don't know.
Yeah, why do you put hand stuff on?
Yeah, like right in the middle of we're talking about fucking, and then you put hand lotion on.
Well, my hands are dry because I excessively wash them because I have mental problems.
You have mental problems.
Yeah, I do.
You do have mental, like, friends.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, how many times a day will you wash your hands? For real?
Well, it also...
But, so you know of these mental problems?
Of course I do.
Oh, okay.
Not only do I wash them a lot, but I use a ton of soap each time I wash them.
She puts her hand out like a cup and then fills it full of soap.
Do you understand, Anna, that there's only so much soap that your hand can actually...
I know. Logically, it's insane. But it makes me feel better.
That'd be like taking when you're filling your car up, right?
Yeah.
Filling it up and Blitz has got like a 14-gallon tank.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but you put 18 gallons, but four of it's on the ground. Like your tank can't hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So your
makes no sense.
Your
I
hands only need
that.
A certain, like there's probably.
If they're not going to get any cleaner after a certain point.
Yeah, I think that there's probably an amount that the lab is done that after that amount.
It's like two pumps.
You're just, yeah.
But it makes my brain feel better.
You'll put seven pumps on?
Oh, probably more than that. But yeah, it just makes my brain
now,
feel better.
Now, what do you use in excess? Like what?
Soap, lotion, I actually need the lotion because my hands are so dry. So I don't know if that's really an excess.
Like, I'm a big hand washer. Like, I like to wash hands and all that. But like the amount of soap she uses is ridiculous.
I'm clinical, though. Like, I was in therapy and on drugs because of my obsessive compulsive disorder.
Really?
Yes.
Like what about
Prozac,
like your labels?
Ativan. What?
Like you have to have your labels all facing out, you know?
I'm not. Everyone has their own ritual. So
I used to be like that.
No, I'm not. It's
not really, Blitz.
It's not so much.
At your big
work.
House for a long time. Oh yeah.
Well, yeah. At my big house, I had to have all the labels.
The drink labels had to be facing forward.
Yeah,
always.
But I just feel like that looks like that. Even if you have a business, it's just good to have it look organized. Yeah. People appreciate it.
I don't think I'm too much OCD on anything else in my Blitz, or am I a lot of OCD and I just don't remember it? I'm kind of OCD.
You
when
have
it comes
some OCD stuff, but not.
But everybody does. Like, I don't have crazy organizational stuff. Like, it's not like I need a little bit, but nothing crazy. It's mostly like checking things a million times. Like, mm-hmm. I always think my house is going to burn down because the stove's on, even though I can see that the stove is
no
off.
No one burns your house down from the stove.
Just shut the f-
But hold on. So, how many times will you check your stove? Be honest.
Well, I have to count each dial to make sure it's facing the right way.
No, hold on. What?
You know, the dials, there's like
six. You have no idea.
Yeah, six burners, and then the stove has
right,
two.
Right.
So I check those and I count them. And then I.
You count them what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
Yeah, but then I'm like, I don't believe that I have to do it again. Like, I was like, my eyes missed it.
All right, let me see it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, and then I go, okay, well, just the dial, there's like a little. Like line that notates that it's facing the right way, and I have to like touch the line to the dot that says off, and I'm like, see, on right. It's there,
it's on,
there, it's there, it's there. It's off, it's off, off, it's off. It's
how
off.
About locking the door at night?
Yeah, I'll lock it, and then I'll like jerk it, and then I'm like, I'll jerk it, and then I've walked down the stairs and go, did I check it? And then I go back upstairs and I check it again.
What else?
The lights on my car. I'm really worried that the battery will go out if I leave my lights on, even though I know the lights are off.
Yeah, so you know that you can just we should get her a jump box. You know, let's like a worst case scenario little jump box.
Maybe that's my favorite game.
So, are you familiar with these jump boxes? They're like
I have one in my car.
Blitz, I know you do, and I do too. But I don't know if she's familiar with them. I know you're familiar with them, obviously.
Yeah, is that where you put like the nipple clamps on them? And
hold on. They're like these little box. They're about they're about that big, and you put them in your trunk, and you inside your house, you charge it up one time or something.
Yeah.
And then if your car would ever be dead, then you take that little box out and put the clamps on the nipples, like you said, the battery. Yeah. Would you even know how to do that?
Red to red, blue to blue.
Well, it's black to black.
Black to black.
Red to red, black to black.
Jesus just said from the background, oh my Lord.
Forever, bucket of years. Sorry, I don't do this all the time.
Yeah, so
forever.
You would be able to jumpstart your car?
Probably not. Well, because you need another car.
Look, as long as your cell phone.
No, you don't need another car. If I bought you a jump box.
Oh, yeah, if you bought me a jump box. But if I didn't have that, I would need another car so I could get life support from
right,
them.
Right, right. You would have to say, hey, but
she's got life support.
It is life in my car.
But you know what would be the best undercover video?
What?
Is go to like a Home Depot parking lot, right?
No.
And have Anna have a dead battery, right? and she has to solicit
sex.
Help. So you'd be like,
I know how to get help,
sir. Could you jump? Could you give me a jump with your battery?
Help!
You got any cables?
Yeah,
like,
but
see, Anna, that's kind of the universal language. You just say, "Do you got any battery cables?" Now that means to the person that you're asking that you have a dead battery and you need jump. Am I right, Blitz?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you like walk up to a guy and go, "No, you don't walk up
hey,
and go,
big
help.
Boy.
Hey, big boy, you got any motherfucking battery cables?"
Yeah.
But I don't think that'd be a good video because like. Every dude's going to help a chick, especially at Home Depot. It's like
know,
rugged dude.
Especially one that's super cute.
But just as fucking awkward as she is, she'd be like, you know, like some guys would probably think that, I mean, I guess the regular guy would just hook it all up for
that's
you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she's not going to do it.
Yeah. Anna, what if you said, so there, ma'am. Oh, there you go. I fixed your car.
Thank you. If only there was a way to repay you. What? Is that what I'm supposed to do?
I don't know. I'm not watching Pornhub, but fuck, it sounds pretty good. But I mean, like, if I got, so listen, Anna, if I got you a jump box,
yeah.
Then you could put it in your trunk.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever got, because one of your big phobias is getting a dead battery, right?
Yeah.
But that's not going to fix her phobias.
Yeah, because then I'm going to be like, oh, is that thing charged?
Is it going to start on fire? What's it going to do? What's it going to do my car? I hear it rolling around. It's this problem. Now I'm going to do this and blah, blah, blah. So it won't
having a jump box in your trunk does not take your anxiety away.
Hell no.
The logic is really not in play when these rituals are going on.
All right. So we have the stove ritual. We have the lock the door ritual.
Yeah.
We have the Your car batteries are going to run down ritual.
Whatever. I also have a ritual where I have to close my bedroom door because I'm scared the cats are going to go in there and rip apart my bed.
During the day?
Yeah, so I make sure it's closed.
I do the same thing.
So you go and check your door to make sure it's closed. How many different times?
Oh, I mean 1,000. I'll close it and then I'll like push it twice to make sure it's like not going to open.
Hunter, you're that fucked up. I never knew you were that
fucked
up.
Yeah, I'm super fucked.
Bubba, you have no idea.
I didn't know you were that fucked up.
I'm like super fucked up. Like more than you would expect, which is a lot because you already expect it to be a lot. Yeah, it's bad.
But maybe that's why we like you, because you're super fucked up and it makes us.
Of course it is.
Feel like we're less fucked up.
Yeah.
I feel like Johnny Normal compared to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I washed my hands in the morning.
Sean Beck, $10 cash.
I usually wash them if I go to the bathroom here, and then I, in the middle of the day, will brush my teeth and wash my, when I brush my teeth, I wash my hands.
Me too.
Before, hopefully.
It doesn't really, before, after, I mean, you know, whatever. My teeth are fucking pristine. Whenever I got.
I just brush my teeth
a few
minutes ago.
No, it's your hands that are dirty.
I'm not worried about what's on my hand getting on my toothbrush.
Well, then why would you wash your hands if you didn't care?
I'm at the sink, and I'm brushing my teeth. I might as well wash my hands.
The water's already going. Might as well wash your hands, too.
And I wash my face a lot, too.
That's good.
I do wash my face a lot.
You're very clean and pristine. I know that.
Thank you. I mean, I am a clean guy.
You're very clean.
I'm probably the cleanest big guy you'll ever meet.
Why do you think that big guys have that stereotype that they're dirty?
You could literally smell me, and I smell good.
Unless you fart on me, but yeah.
Well, I mean,
anybody farts.
Have I ever farted on you?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot.
Or you fart on the only exit, which is pretty much like farting on someone.
And then you take your calendar and swoop it up into her face.
A lot of times I will fart in the studio and then I'll waft it over to you. But doesn't that build camaraderie?
Yeah, it does.
Builds what?
Camaraderie.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's bonding.
Yeah, farts are cool. Like, if you have a relationship where you can fart in front of your girl or the girl that you like and you can rip a big one,
yep.
And she's cool with it because she just knows you're a guy, mm-hmm. And guys like to rip them, and guys that don't fucking rip them in front of your girl, you're liars. You're liars because guys are the fartinest motherfuckers I ever thought.
No, like, women are the fartinest motherfuckers.
So do your cricks fart in front of you?
They better.
What if they don't? Are you going to squeeze them until
they do? If I was with a girl... And I was like, listen, you know.
We both had Mexican. I know you have to fart.
Well, I mean, I don't know about it. It wouldn't be early on, but it would be, you know, as you got comfortable,
yeah.
Then you could fart. Like, just like some couples, I don't understand how they'd be like, I've never pooped in front of my husband. What do you mean you never pooped in front of your husband?
No,
Haven't you ever been getting ready? Like, you know, like, I mean.
You try. I mean, peeing is no big deal, but you try not to.
I mean,
poop
you try to keep poop, 100% private.
Yeah, that's not
okay. Let me. That was a bad example.
Yeah, peeing's fine though.
Peeing is
fine. Yeah.
But like, there's some girls that won't even like, you know, fart in front of their man.
I mean,
come on,
you should hold on. Everybody should fart. You should try not to. But if it's that big of a deal, who cares?
Here's the deal. You should try not to, but if one slips out and she's offended by it, like it's a deal breaker,
then that bitch is too uptight. Do you ever get your chicks to laugh and like poke them in the belly to push a fart out, Bubba?
Not really.
That is hilarious.
Not really, but I will say, if you got a fart and you don't fart,
where you're like hurting.
Well, no, like you just like go to the bathroom and like try to act like a lady. I want you to be a lady, like when we're meeting my mom and stuff,
right?
And when we're out.
No, but they probably should fart next to your mom, too.
But if you're, like, if we're hanging out, maybe we're watching Yellowstone or something,
mm-hmm.
and you got one, man, fucking rip it.
Yeah.
And tell me it's coming, too, so I can put it over.
Right.
Hey, I got a fart. Man, that was cool. That was a good one.
You see the sheets move?
Girls got, because their butts are so tight, they got a little.
Yeah.
I want to see the hottest chick that farts. Miss Hot Fart Chick. You know that Miss Universe?
Yeah.
This is the Miss
Bubba
Hot.
Bubba
Clem presents Miss Hot Audible Fart.
Miss Hot Fart USA.
Miss Hot Fart USA. Hi, I'm Jennifer, and I'm from Wisconsin. And I'm a Packer fan.
And I like beans.
And I am Miss Fart USA. I'm the hottest chick that will blast out a fart. Appreciate you. who's that old catfish catching bitch?
Hannah Barron.
But she's kind of.
Yeah, she's getting long in the tooth.
Well,
she's like 20 now. Gross.
She's not getting long in the tooth, but she. Can you send me her link? She's not nearly as hot as she used to
No,
be.
You know what it is? It's like she's getting more rugged, and she's like getting scars and stuff. That's not cool.
Yeah, I don't want my girls to have scars.
What do you expect is going to happen when you're being rugged, fucking wrestling catfish?
Yeah, but there's a fine line, you know?
It's cool like when you do it once, but like when you think you need to do it every day, that's not cool.
Yeah.
Hold on.
And again, like, Anna, have you ever felt comfortable enough to fart around a guy?
If it's someone I'm attracted to, I don't really want to fart in front of them.
Yes, you're attracted to them if you're with them. Have you ever been with one of the guys that you like, you know, that you're kind of dating, one of your BFs or something,
yeah,
that you felt comfortable, like, you know.
I'm trying to send it. It's locking up. There it goes.
Come on, you
one
ladies.
Time, I mean, I let one out one time, and it was embarrassing, but.
Oh, yeah, you got it sometimes.
But it was funny. We laughed, but.
Yeah.
This girl here, I bet you she farts in front of her man, one of your BFs or something.
Yeah.
But you felt
Hannah
comfortable.
Hannah Barron
like,
drops deuces in the woods in front of her man. What are you talking about?
She what?
Drops deuces in front of her man in the woods.
Does she really? See, she's not looking so good there.
She's cute, but.
Leave her alone.
She's got like cute. Her arms are all scarred up and stuff now.
She's not as hot as when she was about.
When she was 16.
Oh my God.
Well, I wasn't saying that.
No.
But when all of that. Now, see, I'm not really into hunting.
I'm not really either.
Like a girl that's got an 8 or 9 point buck in the back of her
like
truck.
Like when she was sitting there shooting against the metal target, like that's cool. But the buck, I don't, whatever.
Yeah,
man,
but
I don't care.
Now, why'd you kill that deer? He just rolling around here trying to fuck some dawns.
Some dawns?
Or whatever.
A fawn. A fawn.
Sorry. Now, she might look good here. Hold on. Stand by. Let me see.
He had my arm in there like that.
A good shaking.
Look at that. Oh, it's so blue.
You get it so blue.
He got my wrist sideways.
I thought
like
done
that.
Got it.
But I think it's the accent that makes her kind of hot, don't
kinda.
You think? Some, yeah.
But like, sometimes it's too much, though.
He had my arm in there like that.
Like, there's a point where, like, rugged is cute, and then it's like, okay, it's not cute
and
anymore.
And then he put in my wetsuit.
that
crap hurt, I ain't even gonna lie. Ow!
What is she out there doing? Catching a catfish?
Yeah, she's noodling.
Insane. I'll probably get a copyright violation if I play this one.
Oh, yeah, you
can. Yeah, Jesus. Copyright Willie. I was trying to see her. Catch her fucking
Catfish.
Catfish. Yeah, like, see this poor
look. Look at her body. She's cute as hell.
Well, see, I now Blitz, I don't got a problem with killing the coyotes.
No, they're a predator.
Because they're a predator, and they're going to try to kill your dog.
Mm-hmm.
But don't kill the deers. You can kill the... That is... Blitz, I tell you, that fucking donkey looks nice, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Is she too thick for you?
No.
I don't know.
Not too thick. Is that a snake?
Is that a bird?
I can't really tell on the screen so small. It looks like a back leg of an animal.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All redneck bitches drink Mountain Dew.
Yeah, gross. You're going to have a freaking Mountain Dew teeth.
She ain't got Mountain Dew teeth.
No, so she's going to have Mountain Dew teeth.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Did she just pull that heart out?
Did she just
Look at that corgi. Gross.
Hold on. Did she pull the...
What the fuck
had
is that?
Had so much fun with... I got to take my first caribou and watch the rest of the teeth. Blah, 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 blah. Now, see...
You pull the heart out and you bite it.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Is that a heart?
I don't know if it's a heart or not. I don't want some bitch eating a heart out of an animal.
In days, I'm going caribou hunting with Christy Lee Cook in the Most Wanted list. And while I'm gone, I will have...
Gone.
Boy. I will have zero cell service, which means I will not be on social media for 11 days. Y'all will hear from me when I get back. I'm
See, her accent's
y'all.
Almost too much.
Y'all be patient with me. Cause
yeah, that's just a little too much.
It's too much.
It's too hillbilly.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe she can just look cute. Don't talk so much.
Right.
That's cute.
That's a really cute. That's a cute ensemble right there. Like, you know, Anna, mm-hmm. you'd look cute now. Why don't you try something like that?
I did over the weekend.
What say you? Pray tell.
What? I looked cute. I always wear jean shorts and like a tank top.
But you didn't have cowboy boots.
No, I didn't have cowboy boots.
How do you think you look in Daisy Dukes and Blitz, look great. How big that catfish
I
is.
Know.
Ew.
Daisy, how do you think you look in Daisy Dukes and cowboy boots?
Fucking great.
Oh, Blitz is probably full boner on that.
Meh. She's too redneck for me.
Big old lips.
Hold on. Hold on.
It's like her uncle or something, I think.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure it's her uncle. It's my uncle.
What if there's no fish? It's just his penis.
Hold on, she comes up with this big redneck penis. Man, Uncle Ill, but I thought that was a fucking catfish.
No
but you know
fish.
What? I think it's head or your dick. I mean, I've seen it so many goddamn times before, baby. I'm so sorry. That's why you're my uncle. We go out catfishing and dicking.
Ew, gross.
Hold on. He just run his big old lips across my shin. I got
big
you.
Old lips.
I got you, Uncle Elbud. I got you.
Uncle Elbud, that was me. There ain't no catfish down there. I was running my big old lips on your chin.
Uncle Elbud, that was my pussy lips, you know? Southern pussy lips. Uncle Elbud, that was my goddamn pussy lips.
Oh yeah, but there ain't no fish down there. That was me.
Which lips?
That was my big old pussy lips. My big old redneck pussy lips.
What was it, Uncle Elbud?
This is my big old redneck pussy lips.
Oh shit, I thought it was goddamn catfish, but it was your fucking pussy lips.
Hold on.
Uncle Elbud, but you can see my mouse up here, and I don't know fucking catfish down there. Mm-hmm. There's only one set of lips that could be running across your motherfucking shin. Which lips are they, bitch?
Yeah, big old redneck pussy lips.
You want me to pull one out when you go down?
1 foot. I'm going to keep my leg in there.
I got 2 sticks in a foot.
Just to keep him. Now, Blitz, how do these catfish not just sting the shit out of them?
Because they're not, I mean...
They got stingers?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
Like in their mouth or in their ass?
Hold on. Look. As soon as she goes down, I mean, I know what she's not doing, but let's watch. Buck with 1,000 stars, and I miss you 1,000 stars, Buck. I'm the only guy over here on Facebook today, buddy.
Flowing movie. Ooh, it feel it shake the ground.
Oh fuck yeah! Pussy lips are fucking going. Pussy lips are going to town.
Big old redneck pussy lips. Good golly!
Get out, kid.
she's wrestling it too. I mean, that's a tough bit. I mean, Blitz.
She is. I know. Too much. She's too much.
You see him push me up?
Woo, baby. Good fish.
See, but it's like, you know, you start getting a little alpha on her, she may fucking whip your ass.
I know.
She's used to whipping out a caribou's heart and eating it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my fucking God.
That is hot as fuck.
It is?
Kind of.
Kind of.
All right, once in
like
a while, not every day, you said.
See, I don't need a girl in there wrestling a fish that big.
Right.
But I need a girl who wants to blow off some guns.
Like, it's cool that she can do it. It's not cool when she does do it.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, man, just right out of the water, no makeup, that's when she's the hottest.
I agree.
Appreciate you.
Right, let's go.
Oh, poor thing.
Well, that fucking fish don't. See, I felt sorry for the deers.
Yeah,
he's drying them out like
dumbass
that.
Fucking fish.
I don't feel like that dumbass fucking fish.
Fish in the head.
Fish
something.
Don't have no fucking feelings. Fish are stupid as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're a fish.
Fucking catfish.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, you stupid ass catfish.
Where does it? Where's its stinger? In its
on
mouth.
Its fin and on its.
On that fin.
The big in the back, you can't see it.
It's a big barb on the what contained within
can
that.
Kill
deal.
You?
The no. Saltwater ones are worse. Those freshwater aren't that bad.
Now they're gonna freak out again.
What are they doing?
Weighing it.
Gonna weigh them. If they
I'll
put
see
that on
how
his
much
lip.
That male fucking fish weigh.
I bet you weighs about a bunch of your motherfucking pussy lips.
Probably.
He might go 50.
Yeah, she might be.
Oh my God. 40.
What we at?
47.
Didn't go 50.
46.
I was right. Yeah, I said mid-40s. That's a big fish, good.
Big fish.
That's a good one.
Head on it.
I was telling him.
Mean, too.
Yeah,
he's
a
beautiful fish.
Oh, my God.
Fucking redneck.
Yeah.
Can't believe people live like that. It's wild. It's kind of cool, though, but, like, not for me.
But it's, right. It's just a whole different world than
a
you live in.
A whole different culture, yeah.
See,
completely.
That's why you didn't like my dirt track, because my dirt track's got a little bit of this flavor to it.
It does.
Oh, for sure.
And it's just something I'm not accustomed to.
Like my dirt track has, you know, a lot of redneck flavor to it.
Yes, it does.
And you're, like, so metropolitan.
I am. I'm very suburban.
Yeah, you're not...
West Coast suburban.
Mm-hmm.
West Coast, you know.
Yeah.
Uptight California.
Yeah.
Snowflake.
Bullshit.
Snowflake bitch.
You are an
cunt face.
No, hold on.
Horrible.
Hold on.
Long tooth bitch tooth.
Snowflake.
Bitch.
Cunt face. Horse tooth. Zeke.
Is that what you're talking about?
I'm not saying any of that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're projecting, sweetie.
I'm projecting. I'm sorry.
But you are a snowflake. Like, if I go up there and grab on your arm, you're like, ow! Even though it may not hurt, just reaction, like, you're a reactionary.
I'm anticipating the pain.
Right. Where I think, though, I do think, and I don't hope that none of this comes across, like, creepy or nothing, but I do think that we've kind of ruggeded you up a little bit. The other people that you work for.
Emotionally.
And physically. We grab on you more than you've been grabbed on
that's
before.
True. I'm not used to it.
And not in a, and quite frankly, I think that you like some of our grabs.
Sometimes it can be fun.
Right.
Makes you feel alive, that's for sure.
She makes it feel like we just fucking, you know, pillar to post, ragdoll the bitch. All we do is just like occasionally give you like a little arm squeeze and be like, hey, Anna, like, nah.
Black and blue for a week.
I guarantee you that yesterday was the first time that you've ever been put in a rear naked. By your boss.
By my boss, yep. You're the first.
Was it the first time you ever got to choke a boss out? Or try to?
Yes. That was also a first for me.
See? Don't think that we don't practice, you know, where what we give, what we got.
Yep.
What we give, we take.
That's very true. It's kind of nice to get out that aggression at work. I think it's good. This is a safe space.
And when you went to shooting with Blitz, didn't that totally, like, didn't you really like that?
I actually really did like that.
Yeah.
A lot more than I thought I would.
See,
sure.
So like shooting guns is cool.
Shooting guns is cool. I can get down with that.
See,
that wasn't something.
That would be like, that's redneck.
That's redneck. I
and
like
that's,
that.
That is, if you just had just a little bit, just that, maybe one other little redneck thing.
Mm,
I can think of
I
one.
I can wear the DZ Dukes and the cowboy boots.
Okay.
No, I can do that.
That's. I don't know that you can.
I know it.
Yes, I can.
I think that I can throw one little redneck thing in there that you could potentially go for.
What's that?
And it would give you two redneck things. It would be
flannel.
That would be what?
Flannel?
No, shut the fuck up.
Oh, sorry.
One other little redneck thing, and then that would be all you need. You'd shoot me. You could be like, I like guns.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And there's one other thing I could put in there, and that instantaneously gives you enough coolness to be, you know, like just gives you a tad enough. For like, if you would get on Blitz's four wheeler or like four wheeling,
I agree.
That's cool.
That's all you would need.
I've been on a four wheeler before.
And Blitz, if you had a girl that liked to shoot guns and go four wheeling, mm-hmm. that's all you need. Bitch ain't got to jump in and wrestle a catfish or sit up on a deer stand and fucking shoot Bambi's dad. None of that bullshit. If you just like to four wheel, get on a four wheeler and shoot a few guns, man, that's fucking dialed in right there. And wear some.
Well, now that it's kind of getting cool out again, especially at nights, like, we'll go four-wheeling sometime.
Who,
like,
you and her?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, hey.
Well, I mean, the place I go and the camp I have is, like, that's where you got to go.
But you guys are, you know, like, I like how you're stepping up alpha. They're saying, we're going to do this, like, insinuating that you two might be a thing.
Oh, okay.
Anna, what was his exact words?
We're going to do that.
Right. As a spokesperson for Blummel?
Right. Well.
I mean, was that a little Freudian slip?
Oh yeah, you caught me! Damn it, Hummel. You and your new alpha, you and your new alpha thing caught me.
Me and my new alpha thing, and my new Huff Daddy Daddy.
Right,
Anna, did I get something there?
I think so.
Yeah,
he didn't even consult me about it. He's just like, this is what's happening.
Right, yeah. He alphaed out on you.
He alphaed himself out.
And I think deep down, that's what you want. You want an alpha male, don't you?
Everyone wants an alpha male.
I don't.
Every woman who's straight
wants an alpha male.
You know, cisgender. Whatever, you get it. It just every hetero woman wants an alpha.
Right.
It's if they can get it or not, and then they just, you know,
and
I don't say
the level of alphaness. And are some guys fake alpha? And so, you know,
I can sniff that shit out a mile away.
You can.
Oh yeah.
Now, go ahead and go through all the men here at the BRN.
You're the alpha of this group. Being an alpha is kind of a transient state depending on who you're around. Like, Bubba, here you're an alpha, but once you get into the box with like Joe Diaco, he's the alpha.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of people that when I'm with the Diacos, I'm still alpha.
Yeah, I know, but you know, what I'm saying is like when you get into the box, you
have
pay respects
to know, you have to
the
know
the alpha.
Yes.
But
absolutely.
It's a transient state.
That's old school. That's old school alpha.
Right. Yeah. It's a transient state depending on which group you're with. So it's not like you are always the alpha in every group that you're around.
You're right.
But, you know, in your world, for the most part, you are mostly the alpha.
But, like, if I was at Joe Diaco's box watching a Buck game, I know who the alpha is.
Right.
Doesn't mean I can't be in my alpha.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you have to be a bitch, but you understand who's making the rules.
Right.
You're not taking
who's in charge.
The reins and saying, oh, well, I'm going to just eat all the chicken fingers or, you know.
No. I'm going to be
eat
like,
all
Tyler,
the mac and cheese. Or,
Tyler, we're going to only get like one round of food. Why are you putting all my bad stuff?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What about Lummy?
What about Lummy?
Lummy's not alpha.
Lummy's not alpha, but he is kind of a leader in certain ways. Like, I remember when Brandon came to visit, he really stepped up and was the leader in terms of, like, the plans and when
and,
we were at the
not
casino.
Getting Brandon late.
Yeah, because he was afraid of getting in trouble from Bubba.
No, I mean, like, I think when it comes to, like, somewhat hosting, Lummy really takes the reins because people expect Lummy to be, like, really fun and, you know, drunk. And so he definitely makes sure that everybody around him is having a good time.
All right, what about Blitz?
Being the alpha?
Is he an alpha?
Yeah, in some respects he is, sure.
Oh, I don't think in any respects. I think he's motherfucking alpha.
Okay.
He just quells his alpha around you, knowing that you get super freaked out by an over-alpha. So he'll quell his, he'll muffler his alpha down a little bit. Am I right on that, Blitz?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Tyler's not an alpha.
No, he's sick. I'm going to send him home, too.
Jesus, you over there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, my God.
You're not feeling too good?
He's dying.
He's getting worse.
Yeah, it's not.
I literally a minute ago, I was thinking, I'm just going to tell him to go home right now.
Just go home.
Yeah. You're done with all your stuff, right?
Like, if you're done with all your shit, go home.
And I got to upload the after show.
Oh, you mean the show that we're doing right now?
Yeah.
Well, let's fucking get it done. Let's just end it.
Well, no, I'm not going to be the one that makes you end it.
No, but you're sick.
So? I've been here all morning, haven't I?
All right, well, I was thinking about ending it at 11 anyway. So
right,
I'm
well,
gonna,
he can go home in 10 minutes then.
And you can go home in 10 minutes, all and right. I'm going to call Dr. Dan and get you something, like a Z-Pack or...
Percocets.
Hell yeah.
Dan.
Sure.
Dan, what? Hey, Tyler's got a bad cold. Can you give me some Perkies?
I'll pass them along, well, I swear. Yeah.
But they're not like, I don't know, it'll make them feel better. I'll steal half of them.
Painkiller.
So, Tyler, what are your official symptoms right now? I'm going to text Dr. Dan. What are your official symptoms?
Runny nose and like a thick throat or whatever you want to call it.
Kind of thick throat.
Like running
it's all like slimy and like, you know, filmy.
You should probably start taking
Do you have a cough? Do you have like a...
Yeah.
A little bit.
Okay. It's not bad, but it does. You should probably take like Tamiflu or something.
That's what I took this morning.
Tamiflu?
Or Theraflu, whatever it is.
Yeah, Tamiflu is what you probably need.
Okay.
That's probably what Dan might give you.
Yeah. What do you think? So you got... You think I should get some Tamiflu from him or should I get like a Z-Pack?
Well, are you... I mean, has he already started taking antibiotics?
Yeah, he started taking amoxicillin 2 days ago.
It was amoxicillin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Amoxicillin with some other kind of kicker. And it doesn't seem to be working. Do I take one more day of amoxicillin?
Well, I mean, if he started doing that, he needs to do the whole course of it.
Yeah, well, we don't do the whole courses over at Clem's.
And on day one,
we like to hoard our medication.
On day one, did he do a double or triple load?
No.
No, you're supposed to.
All right, Johnny, fucking know it all. Well, I did it. So what am I going to do now?
I mean, make sure you tell Dan what he's doing. But I'm assuming probably it's going to be like Tamiflu or something.
Tyler, do you think I should group text you with Dan? Are you responsible enough to be able to handle it yourself?
I think so.
Or do I gotta get it for you and everything?
Well, you may just be too sick to go get it. Maybe.
I mean, I can go get it.
Yeah.
But I do a group text, though.
Dr. Dan. Dr. Dan, Tyler isn't feeling well.
Dan's in the surgery today. I'd say we call him, but
Tyler,
surgery.
Tell Dan what you're feeling. Boom. And then, Tyler, you know the Publix right by our house. You know where we always get our prescriptions.
Yeah.
Just go there. Oh, you know what? I'll send you the phone number for that, too. See, Todd, I can't do everything for you, buddy. You got to do some shit on your own, okay?
Yeah, what, are you sick or something?
Well, I mean, it's part of being a man.
Yeah, stop being a bitch.
Hold on. I'm going to give you the number for the... I think Dan's got this particular number because he calls in, you know, 45 medications a week for me. So, I mean, I'm sure that he's got this one on file.
And, Tyler, when you text him, make sure you text him that you've tested negative for COVID.
Twice.
Yeah, you tested negative with your RCP.
You took the PCR? Tyler?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Let me look at this particular Publix's information.
And because you bought 800 tests, you might want to take one later today, just in case.
Do you have diarrhea?
No, I do not.
So maybe he's dehydrated.
What'd you say, Anna?
I asked if he had diarrhea.
Does he?
No.
I mean, that's what I was thinking. Like, just from the long weekend of
maybe like
just worn out.
Yeah, I think, Tyler, you're just fucking straight worn out, buddy.
I think that's what it is, and then you're more susceptible to getting
a cold.
Yeah,
but I mean, you're sick. Yeah, you're sick, though, but...
I know, but you're running into viruses all the time,
I'm agreeing,
a compromised immune system.
I'm agreeing with
you.
Man, fucking chill out, everybody. I'm just trying to get fucking all this information here. Blitz is fucking killing you, too, now.
Yeah.
Publix.
You want me to text Dan, like, right now?
Yeah.
Like, in the group or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see what you say. See how cool you say it, okay?
All right.
I just handed it off. Dr. Dan, Tyler isn't feeling well. Tyler, tell Dan what's going on. Here is the public pharmacy information. Anna, my job's done, don't you think?
Yeah,
it's done.
You tapped out.
Cross that off the list.
Taking care of my son. Got him.
Tell him all your symptoms. Tell him what you're taking and that you've tested negative for COVID twice.
We're going to say goodbye and download the show.
Yeah, then you go home.
Do you like tomatoes? Say it, Blitz.
Do you like tomatoes?
I enjoyed you today, Anna.
Thank you.
Jesus, get better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Guess who I'm going to see today?
Carrie.
Who?
Oh, I don't know.
Johnny Cakes.
I saw Pen. I'm going to see Peaches today.
Oh.
Peaches.
Yeah. I'm going to see Peaches. beaches.
Awesome.
I'll take pictures and video.